Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's get to our poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. It is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business, helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. Yesterday we asked you, which of these guys would you bet never makes it to or back to the finals before they retire? This was a very close, hotly contested poll question.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard winning at 30%, followed by Kevin Durant 26%, Damian Lillard 24%, and Steph Curry 20%.
Interesting, because Kawhi's still fairly young. He just hurt all the time.
Yeah, I think he's the youngest of those four.
Yeah, and he's on a pretty good team with the Clippers.
Look at people thinking Curry's getting back to the finals.
I just don't see how.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Today's question, and we're just going with the obvious here, and I'm going to have Andrew Nemec, who's with us, power rank these guys in terms of pro potential. Which quarterback will be the best in the NFL? Vote hard. X at 1080 The Fan. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, or Michael Penix Jr.? Your thoughts, Mr. Oily Hips.
I really like Caleb Williams. I think he does a lot of good things. He fumbles the ball a little too much, but in his entire career, I think he had 61 touchdowns and one interception in the red zone, which is pretty amazing.
Wow.
And he has never thrown an interception on third or fourth down in a USC jersey.
Ever.
2 years, never thrown a pick on third and fourth down. So in the clutch, he is clutch. He's a very good quarterback. I think he tries to bite off more than he can chew sometimes, but they had to put up 50 every game. So he made some questionably aggressive throws in his career, and that's what people ding him for. So did Patrick Mahomes. And he's not Patrick Mahomes, but it worked out okay for Patrick Mahomes.
See, and I think if he ends up in, well, he's going to end up in Chicago. Look, I think there's a chance that they're this year's Houston Texans. The Bears won 7 games last year with Justin Fields, who's not very good. They've spent draft capital on their offensive line. They found their right tackle for years in from last year's draft. They went out and added Swift. They've got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. Maybe they add another receiver this year or another O-lineman. The defense is pretty good already. And they've got draft picks. There's draft capital. They hit on 2 or 3 drafts. Look at what Houston did last year, where they found their quarterback in Will Anderson. If they find their quarterback, and let's say they find an elite offensive lineman, or they find an elite edge rusher, or a 3-down linebacker, whatever.
Or take Byron Murphy
and just have a penetrating 3 a la Aaron Donald to a lesser extent. And they have a guy who's coming in as their offensive coordinator, with Seattle, Shanahan, McVay sort of systems where they want to run the ball, play action, and you take the need for Caleb Williams to be a hero, which is really the big knock on him, and you pull a C.J. Stroud and you're like, hey, we're going to run the ball, play action, we're going to own the middle of the field, you've got reliable weapons. They can win 11 games next year if this draft goes well for them and Caleb Williams is as advertised and they hit on 1 or 2 other positions.
On the flip side, Jaden Daniels, to the poll question, scares the hell out of me.
You don't like Jaden Daniels?
At all. I would be terrified of Jaden Daniels. He had elite receivers, two of the probably the best 1-2 at receiver that anybody had this year. I know Washington's trio is great, but they're not all first rounders like LSU's receiving core is. And he completed his completion percentage on his first read was right around 70%, which is great. When he had to progress past his first read, he was a 40% passer. 40%. I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So if his first read was not wide open, and that wasn't just the clear option, he immediately drops to 40% accuracy. I'm out on that. That's terrifying because here the NFL might double cover your first option all the time and just force you to go to option two. And if he has to do that all the time, he has shown he's not accurate and doesn't process that very well. And that would scare me.
What I don't like about him, too, is there's all this talk of his athleticism. One, he doesn't run that much. People make way too much of that. We were talking before, he actually runs less than Michael Penix, and Penix doesn't run that much. And when he does run, he's not a big guy. He's tall, but he's very thinly built. Watch his tape. That dude gets lit up. When he gets hit, he gets hit. And in the NFL, and this is what Trevor Lawrence was saying to Anthony Richardson, who, by the way, is built like a GD tank, you can't take college hits in the NFL. You don't get up. And Jaden Daniels gets hit way too much and way too hard.
Why is he so, I mean...
He was interviewed at the Combine about the hits he took. And they said, I mean, he has hits where he gets hit in the midsection and his helmet and toes almost, folded.
Yep.
And they asked him, why don't you protect yourself better? And he said, I'm not going to change the way I play in the NFL. God got me.
Yep.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems, given that NFL defensive players are also millionaires, maybe God got them too.
Well, why
and
is
if
he
they
so,
hit him, he's in trouble.
Why is he so highly regarded then?
Heisman Trophy, huge numbers, big program like LSU, and he's athletic and can move around. He kind of fits the narrative of what – this is the other one. I don't know what you feel. I hate – we everyone always talks about a quarterback's ability to run. That is like the last thing I care about. The NFL game is not set up for you to run. And if you run consistently, you don't win long term in the NFL. Period. End of story. So I hate, oh, he's athleticism. I don't care. It's a nice cherry on top, but it is literally the last thing I would care about when evaluating a quarterback.
It raises your floor. It doesn't raise your ceiling.
There you go.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are two of the best to ever do it. They didn't run. They didn't run. When you're not a great quarterback and you can run, it elevates your floor, Justin Fields. But it, Robert Griffin III. But it doesn't raise your ceiling. The best quarterbacks don't necessarily need to run. The other thing that's really interesting with Jaden Daniels is he has maybe the weakest arm of the six guys who are being talked about in the first round. And everyone thinks he's this athletic guy with an absolute cannon. And he did throw deep, but a lot of guys with loft can throw the ball 50 yards downfield. And what's really interesting about that is it fits into his game. So when you have a weaker arm, traditionally it's harder for you to throw off platform. Things have to be going your way to stand and deliver accurately, whereas a guy like Josh Allen can be upside down and complete it because he doesn't. It's all in the arm. Jaden Daniels throws less on the move than Michael Penix, who's a complete stiff. And the reason, in terms of the way he approaches the pocket, he just stands back there. The reason is he doesn't have the arm strength when he's on the run to get it there. And so I have real concerns in a number of areas about Jaden Daniels, and I'm sure we'll talk about it when he's drafted more. But Jaden Daniels, to me, really
scary.
So is he, scary.
Of those four guys, is he fourth then on your list? Do you think Nicks
yes.
and
I wouldn't
you
take,
think Nicks and Penix will be better than...
I wouldn't take Jaden Daniels. If I had the 32nd... If I was the Carolina Panthers and didn't have Bryce Young, and I had the 33rd pick... That's when I'd start to think about Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels terrifies me.
So what about Nix Penix?
I really like the way Nix sees the field. He's older, and I think he's somebody. I think it was Nate Tice who said his floor is good Gardner Minshew. His ceiling is bad Gardner Minshew.
Oh dear.
And I think that's who Bo Nix is. I think Bo Nix is a good, competent quarterback who's probably, if I had to bet on any of these quarterbacks to be playing in the league 8 years from now, I'd bet on Bo Nix. I think he's a good locker room guy. He's a very smart guy. He can pick up pretty much any system. So he's going to at least be a functional piece. I don't think we'll look at Bo Nix and go, he absolutely flamed out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That said, I just cannot see a scenario where he's a top 5, 6, 7 quarterback in the league. So you're almost, especially if you draft him like the Broncos draft him, you're almost drafting him saying, we're never even going to be in the same tier as the Chiefs at quarterback. And I think that's really scary.
Penix?
I like Penix is polarizing. I don't think Suk likes Penix at all. I really like Penix if he can stay healthy, but that if is skyscraper large.
That's the reason why I don't like him.
But when he's healthy, he's unbelievable. Yeah. And people could say, well, last year he was great. Well, actually, he got hit in the ribs against Oregon, and then for the next four games was pretty pedestrian, pretty mediocre. People went, what's wrong with Penix?
Cost him the Heisman.
And it was his ribs.
But he did get the game-winning two passes? The game-winning drive after getting hit in the ribs to beat Oregon.
His good is real good. Yeah. The problem is, how often is he going to be out there?
Yeah. I am of a belief, and I was this way. People red flagged me in the draft. I could never stay healthy. And I don't believe that when you're unhealthy at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and he has never had a season where he hasn't dealt with injuries. Now, the last 2 years, there haven't been season-ending injuries, even at the end of the Michigan game, right? What happened again? Re-injured himself.
Right.
So there, in each of his two great years at Washington, there's still been dips where he was dealing with things and it wasn't disclosed. And you know, we were like, oh, no, everything's fine. And it's a rough patch. I don't believe, or I certainly wouldn't bet my franchise on a kid who was hurt at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, all of a sudden at 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, magically being healthy. And that scares the living daylights out of me because I'm with you. His good is maybe better than anyone, including Caleb Williams.
I agree.
He's the best thrower of the ball in this draft. He puts he throws a better deep ball. He makes all throws. Like, he has the best arm. And so, again, late in the first round, sure, you know, maybe you take a flyer there. But to me, say that this is my franchise, it's scary as hell. It's like now if you're the Dolphins with Tua, you're just crossing your fingers every time he goes out. You're like, please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt. And Tua's injury history is half of what Michael Penix is.
Not even.
So that's the reason I don't like Penix. It's nothing on field. It's the off field stuff that then bleeds into the last 2 years. He's a warrior and he played through pain, but go watch the Arizona game. Go watch the Arizona State game. That's not the Michael Penix that we saw the first 3 or 2.5 quarters against Oregon versus the last two quarters, with the exception of, hey, give him credit. He went to the sideline, took an inhalant, took whatever, got all that thing numbed up, and he came out on that drive and
freestyle rapped on the sideline to Odunze, came in and won the game.
Whatever he was doing, dude, that guy can sling it.
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask Nemec about what the Seahawks may do at 16, and will we get the first ever draft where you have four quarterbacks in the first four picks? And then we'll take a break and interview Scott Barnes, Oregon State AD, joining us in 15 minutes on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.